You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello, I'm Ella Vodrinska from Showtime, URN's specialist musical theatre show, and you're listening to our podcast Spotlight On, where I'm keeping you up to date each week with all the latest theatrical news. And the big news this week is that the UK tour of Waitress is in Nottingham at the Royal Concert Hall right now. It's a show with music and lyrics by the pop queen Sarah Bareilles, and it tells the story of a baker and waitress called Jenna, who, after unexpectedly becoming pregnant while trapped in an unhappy marriage, begins an affair with her gynecologist, Dr. Pometer. I mean, I always say it, it's a tale as old as time. It was a huge hit on Broadway when it opened back in 2016, and it then opened in the West End in London in 2019, and now it's on tour. And at long last, with a pandemic delaying it slightly, it's finally arrived here in Nottingham. It'll be at the Royal Concert Hall until Saturday, the 23rd of July, and I wanted to share some of my thoughts with you, because I was at the press night on Monday, and first and foremost, let me just start by saying that this is a really visually spectacular show. It's one that's going to make traditional theatre fans very, very happy because it is so intricate with its staging. There's constantly things moving and props being passed from one person to another, and it's so simple and kind of understated compared to a lot of bigger, more flashy shows that you get at the moment. And I genuinely love that. It's so well done. And kudos to the entire cast for keeping up with everything that they needed to be holding and throwing and catching and passing on and just everything. It really isn't easy, and they make it look effortless. And speaking of the cast, I mean, where to start? Well, no, I know exactly where to start, because things were exciting from the very beginning when Chelsea Halfpenny, who is currently leading the tour as Jenna, she was unable to perform at the very last minute. So basically, we were all sat in the audience waiting for the show to start at 7:30, and it didn't. And so we waited and we waited, and then the tannoy went to say that Chelsea had been indisposed and that the role of Jenna would instead be played by the first cover, Amy Fisher. Now, I'm a theatre fan, so I love things like this when it happens. It's all part and parcel of the magic and the pressure of a live show. So obviously we had to wait while Amy got into costume to go on as Jenna, and Olivia Mitchell, I think, went on as a swing to cover Amy's original ensemble track. Both of them were brilliant, of course, and I mean, it's yet another example of why swings and covers truly are the backbone of the theatre industry. So I take my metaphorical hat off to both of them. And I will say, before I carry on, I do feel slightly guilty, because when I was chatting to David Hunter, who plays Dr. Pometer in the show, I ended that interview by joking that Chelsea Halfpenny would get locked in a cupboard on press night and he'd have to go on as Jenna instead. Now, the latter part of that obviously didn't happen, as much as it would have been amazing. But I can't help but feel like I may have willed this into existence. In which case, I am so sorry, Chelsea, and I really hope you're back in the show soon. And, well, whether to use my powers for good or evil is the question. Either way, the cast of Waitress really are top-notch across the board. David Hunter, who, as I said, plays Dr. Pometer, is perfectly cast. He is so charming and funny, and from the second he appeared on stage, he had the audience in the palm of his hand, and he knew it. He got by far the biggest laughs of the evening and came across as genuinely very endearing, and that perfect blend of suave romantic lead and gawky, bumbling, lovable fool. Like, what more could you possibly want? Wendy Mae Brown and Evelyn Hoskins as Jenna's fellow waitresses, Becky and Dawn, respectively, kind of stole the show for me, if I'm being perfectly honest. The way they captured genuine female friendship and the light-hearted teasing mixed with tooth and claw support for Jenna and for each other was just so lovely to see. Wendy brought all the sass and so many funny lines as Becky, and Evelyn was, in a word, adorable as Dawn. I will say the last time I saw Evelyn Hoskins, it was in Stephen Sondheim's Assassins at the Nottingham Playhouse. So seeing her in this kind of geeky, innocent role was a definite tone shift, but she did it so brilliantly, as I knew she would. I have a lot of time for Evelyn Hoskins as an actor, and I think she and George Crawford, who plays Dawn's love interest, Ogie, they bounce off each other really, really well. It's a really brilliant pairing there. But of course, the real star of the show was Amy Fisher as Jenna. Not only did she already have the audience completely on side because of how late she came into the part that night, but what a stellar performance she then delivered. She brought such authenticity to the highs and lows of Jenna's character arc. And my goodness, what a voice. I have never seen Waitress before this, but I've listened to a lot of different people performing a lot of the different songs from the show. And I can hand on my heart say that Amy's vocals have gone straight on my favourites list. Her version of She Used to Be Mine in Act Two was show-stopping. But actually, it was What Baking Can Do in Act One that really won me over. I mean, I love that song anyway, and she just sounded gorgeous singing it. So all in all, Waitress is a really impressive show. From a theatrical perspective, it's got all the technical elements that I want, and the actors are also perfectly cast for every single part, and it was a genuine privilege getting to watch them all perform. I will admit that I do still have quibbles with the story itself. There's a running theme throughout the show of like active unhappiness versus being just happy enough, and how that impacts romantic relationships in particular. And off the back of that, you end up with pretty much every character in the show having an affair with another character, which I don't mind at all as a plot point, but nothing really happens with it. Like, we know that Jenna is in an abusive relationship, so that kind of gives this rose-tinted view of her and Dr. Pometer together. But all the other affairs in the show basically come from feeling a bit bored or fed up or unsatisfied, which again is fine and honestly is probably quite a good reflection of real life. But I just wish there was more of a point to it, and that I guess that affairs weren't painted quite so much as an might as well type of thing, if you know what I mean. I think part of that also ties into the fact that other than Jenna and her husband Earl, we don't really have access to any of the other married couples together for most of the show. Instead, we just get insights into their married life through the eyes of individual characters. And I wish in particular that we had more of Dr. Pometer and his wife together. We know that they moved from Connecticut so that she could complete her residency at the local hospital. And at one point, we get told again by a third party that the couple have flown back to Connecticut for a funeral. And then we do meet the wife, Francine, I think, very, very briefly when Jenna goes into labour at the end of the show. But I wish that we actually had some scenes with just the two of them together to develop that side of the story, kind of as a parallel to Jenna and Earl. Because while I think Dr. Pometer is such an endearing character, and I love the way that David Hunter plays him with his charming silliness, I also find it really frustrating that he cheats on his wife and then just kind of gets away with it and goes back to her. Sorry, slight spoiler there, should have given a warning. But I think it's possibly what I would call the Joseph effect, where we like a character who objectively does do not particularly great things because they're played in this very endearing fashion by an ostensibly likable actor who wins over the audience on behalf of the character. Like, the reason I call it the Joseph effect is because in the Andrew Lloyd Webber musical, Joseph not only has zero character development, but honestly, he's also kind of a dick. Like, sure, the brother should not have sold him into slavery. That's a very bad thing. But the older I get, the more I can understand why they were so annoyed with him. As an audience, though, we like Joseph and we root for him because he's always played by very nice, amiable, family-friendly people like Donny Osmond and Jason Donovan and Philip Schofield. And I think we translate that onto the character instead. And I feel like that's kind of what's happening with Dr. Pometer here. And the overall plot of Waitress, to be perfectly honest. Like, the cast in Waitress are so brilliant and so funny and so charming and so joyful to watch, even during the sad emotional parts of the show. And I think that kind of ends up eclipsing the fact that a lot of the characters are doing bad things in huge quotation marks there, I should say. And I'm not mad about it by any means. I am all for shows featuring realistically flawed characters. I just wish the story did something more with it and offered a bit more development and also wrapped things up in a slightly more messy way at the end of the show. In comparison to everything else that happens in Waitress, the ending feels a bit twee, for want of a better word. Like, everything just kind of falls into place and sorts itself out, and the pacing is a little bit rushed for me. This is just my opinion, after all. Even with that being said, though, my personal issues with the storyline of Waitress in no way detract from the overall brilliance of this particular production. I really cannot praise the cast highly enough, and I genuinely am going to be thinking about the intricacy of the staging for such a long time. It really has set the benchmark for me this year, and it's definitely going to take some beating. And I realise that that makes me sound like a proper theatre nerd to point something like that out. So if you want even more incentive to go and see Waitress, here's why the brilliant David Hunter, Dr. Pometer himself, thinks that you should go and see it.
You should come because it's great. You know, it's a great bit of entertainment. It is that brilliant thing that commercial musical theatre is, which is like there's tears, there's laughter, you know, there's a load of fun in it. I get to have loads of fun. There's other characters, Ogie and Dawn particularly, who get to have a load of fun. But it's also at the heart of it, a really, you know, serious and dark sort of underbelly to the whole thing. It's a weird thing to marry those two up quite in the way we do, but we do it and do it very successfully. It's a really, I think what I love about it actually is that it's a really messy, all the characters are really messy. And she even says, you know, I'm messy, but I'm kind in the song in She Used to Be Mine. All the characters are very messy. You know, here really at the heart of it for my character, you've got someone who we kind of like and root for whilst he's kind of actively having an affair on his wife with a married woman who's also his patient. So everything morally he's doing is completely wrong. And yet we're going, go on, do it, you know. But it's messy. I think it's a real reflection on life of like these characters who are just bumbling along, trying their best and getting it wrong, trying to make it right, you know, fighting themselves or not or whatever it is. You can't help but, not to suggest that all our audiences are having affairs, but you can't help but see yourself reflected, I think, in these messy characters who are just bumbling along. Trying their best in a difficult situation. And also you get banging songs, great voices, great performances, and potentially me going on as Jenna if they have a shortage of covers.
I mean, we were halfway there. Still keeping my fingers crossed that we get a David Hunter Jenna debut at some point, but we'll see. A huge thanks again to David for chatting to me about all things theatre in that interview. We really did cover everything, including, just as a side note, his brand new podcast, Jesus Christ Supercast, which is all about his time on the ITV talent show Superstar. It's him and Tim Prottie-Jones analysing every episode of the show, and honestly, it's so funny. It's also a great insight into what being on a show like that is like, but my God, it's the comedy that shines through. There was a moment in episode 2 that I laughed so loudly at, I genuinely scared a random French lady. And she screamed and she went, mon Dieu. And I didn't even know people did that in real life. I thought it was just in cartoons. And if that isn't a glowing recommendation for the Supercast, I don't know what is. So I cannot recommend Tim and David Supercast highly enough. I will drop a link to it here in the post if you want to go and listen to it for yourself. There'll also be a link to my Spotlight On interview with David Hunter if you want to catch up on that. And of course, the all-important link to buy tickets for Waitress 2. It's here in Nottingham at the Royal Concert Hall until Saturday, the 23rd of July. So make sure you don't miss out. And on that note, I will say goodbye for this week. Of course, I'll be back again next Sunday evening at 7 p.m. with a brand new Spotlight On to let you know exactly what's going on in the world of musical theatre. You can also follow along on Facebook at URN Showtime and on Twitter at Showtime URN to make sure you never miss a moment, because, as we say, the showtime must go on. Until then, good night.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.